All right, thank you, Mr. Wanda. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Number 20, from the Behavioral Health Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a two-year contract with Sellers Dorsey and Associates, LLC, for the Behavioral Health Division Revenue Maximization Initiative.
Okay, good morning, ladies.
Morning. This is a contract in which we're trying to work on the maximization of our reimbursement. This is a common practice of all hospitals. Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement is complex. It has many opportunities, and it is important to have someone that really, truly understands and is up to date on all of those issues. And most hospitals utilize a consulting service to do that. We've contracted with Seller Dorsey to do a quick review, $150,000 of our financial situation. They've identified some excellent opportunities for us, and we'd like to contract with them to take advantage of those opportunities. As you can see, there would be a significant amount of revenue that we could realize, over $2 million, by contracting with this organization. So that is why we'd like to bring forth this opportunity.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Supervisor Mayo.
Move approval.
Thank you. I have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo. Are there comments or questions? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a couple of questions. Do we have protection against, you know, if there's a CMS audit and for some reason funds that they paid us have to get paid back, is there some type of protection in there? Or?
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, yes, in our contract administration, I can verify with them, but we always include language that would require, if CMS came back and audited us, if some of those revenues were taken back, that then we would take the fee back from the contractor.
Okay. All right, that answers two questions. The baseline revenues that you have established to determine where they'll get their fee, is that based on, like, current experience?
Yes.
Okay. And there's no guaranteed annual payment. It's just a straight commission. Whatever they get, they're getting their 8%. And it, is it capped at $400,000, or it could go above that depending on how much they actually retrieve for us?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, it's capped at $400,000 based on this. We couldn't go pay them more than that without coming back to you as a board. So if on the off chance that the revenue was much larger than we anticipate, that's based on the maximum amount of revenue, we would return to you and request additional funding.
Okay.
You'd be happy to do so.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would mean a lot of revenue for us.
And I didn't quite understand the language in there, and I can't find it right now, but when I read it, there was some language in there about paying their commission for a certain number of years afterwards.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, there is some language in there that this is the first 2 years of the contract, and then there's additional piece that would go up to three more years if we see additional revenue opportunities where we could make up to, we mentioned in here, up to the $5 million. So basically we were trying to get approval to do the first 2 years plus a three-year extension if we see more revenue opportunities. We wouldn't be paying them for not providing a service in those out years.
Okay. So they're only going to get for actual revenue. It's not like they tell you, hey, you can start billing for this thing that you never billed before, and then they're going to continue to get for years on down the road a commission off that. It's when their contract is over, their commission payment's over.
Okay.
And then did we have to ask if they'll guarantee the annual? You said no, right? No annual payment. And then the last thing, I'm assuming you guys have a reporting mechanism in place so that you're going to be able to monitor closely how they're helping. Okay. All right, very good. Seems like a good idea to me. I mean, any way we can maximize revenue is...
Supervisor, I'd also add that I think it's very important because they have, this is a really excellent organization. They're very well known in the state of Wisconsin as well as nationally, but they have their principal is someone that worked with us on the GAMP program, so they know people in the state, the right offices in the state. I think it's important for us to have somebody like that on contract as well when the 2014, when the Affordable Care Act comes into place, so that we're very aware of what opportunities will come forth in that. I think it'll be very complex, and this will be a good support for us during that time as well.
Very good. Supervisor Stamper?
I'm finished. Thank you.
All right. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hey, can you explain the last line on, under the first bullet point under the discussion section where it says 2012 baseline revenues upon which the contingent fees are based on $7.4 million and $568,000 respectively? I don't understand that $7.4 million contingency fee.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, that is when we, our accounting staff did an extensive analysis of what we are getting now related to these different revenue streams, so that will not be a fee paid to them because those are baseline revenues. Anything above and beyond that related to the initiatives that Sellers Dorsey is assisting us with implementing, we will pay them the 8% fee on that. So this is the baseline amount that we're collecting related to that item.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is a worthwhile contract. So, but in the past, I assume we were missing out on this revenue. So, what was happening? Were we just writing it off, or what, you know, if somebody has a bill, how were we paying it?
Well, Supervisor, I think that it's always an opportunity to. When I first came to BHD. 20 months ago, this is one of the things we talked about. Where were we doing? Russian. How were some of those things going forth? We decided we really put in the 2012 budget the opportunity to look to get some assistance to review our situation. So, you know, we're always looking for opportunities for improvement.
Okay, Supervisor, to clarify, we do bill for our services. These are revenue streams that. Because we hired this expert that helped us identify other revenue streams that we hadn't been taking advantage of but could qualify for, that's how we identified them.
Okay. So when we were billed, were we paid?
Yes.
Okay. So it was just additional.
This is additional.
Okay.
A different sort of billing, like a new additional billing on top of what we were already billing for certain services.
So this is all additional?
Yeah, all additional.
Okay, great. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
We see no further comments or questions from committee. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Okay.